You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Good morning or afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're all having a lovely start to your day. For those of you that have not heard my voice before, hi, I am Rebecca, the public affairs intern here at the station. For the next hour, I will be your host. And today, I wanted to have a breakdown of Parliament in the UK and how it works and what kind of main events have happened in the past two decades shaping the UK's political atmosphere. But before we get into that, I just want to acknowledge that Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. And this is Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. So before we get into those topics that I have of just breaking down how the UK's political system works and kind of what events have been going on around it, I have a mix of music that is sort of between electro and synth pop, as well as some good old indie rock that I always have for you all. And we're going to be starting off with a set of English and Irish indie rock that I wanted to play last week and I didn't actually end up having time to, but I've been really enjoying listening to them. And the first song is by a Northern English artist called Sam Fender, and he's got quite big in the UK and has become sort of the new face of English indie rock, I would say. And this first song is going to be from his 2021 album 17 Going Under. And this was sort of his first album that really blew up with his song 17 Going Under getting very popular. So the song I'm going to be playing is called Getting Started, and I hope you guys all enjoy.
Cloud of love. Take my hand and we can go walking, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. Be my friend, but secretly like me. I wanna catch you staring and make you go alright. I love the way your hair falls in the summer. I treat you like your father treats your mother. And I'm kinda scared of your older brother. Oh yeah. You're all that I'm needing. You're all that I'm feeling. And I've been a one who is kicking and screaming when you have to go home every evening. Oh yeah. You're feeding the sun and mining the water. We can explore these hills if that's what you wanna do. You know I can't stay when it gets cold in the evenings. Now I'm standing there freezing, but my clothes look so good on you. You play with my hair like there's no other, and I'm no longer scared of your older brother. Go walking, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. You play with my hair like there's no other. I'll treat you like your father treats your mother. And I'm no longer scared of your older brother. Go walking, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio Station. You are tuned into Open Mic. And that song we just heard was called Take My Hand by the Irish band Picture This, and it's off of their 2017 album, Picture This. And before that, we heard two songs from the North English artist Sam Fender, and the second one we heard was called People Watching, and it was actually only released last week. And it's going to be on his upcoming album. And the song before that was Getting Started, off of his 2021 deluxe album 17 Going Under. Now, to get sort of right into it, the UK Parliament structure, it's kind of split into three separate parts. So the most probably well-known part of it is called the House of Commons, also known as the Lower House. And then you have the House of Lords, the upper house, and you have the monarch or sovereign. And the place that has the most actual legislative power is the House of Commons, and it is made up of 650 members of Parliament spanning across multiple political parties, with the main parties being the Labour Party, the Conservative Party, the Liberal Democrats, and the Reform UK and Green Party. UK government kind of works in what's called a two-house system. So the two houses being the House of Commons and the House of Lords, they work together to make laws, check the work of government, and debate current issues. And initially, actually, the House of Lords was the more powerful out of the two houses, but over the centuries, it has sort of switched, and I think it was by the late 17th century, actually, the House of Commons ended up gaining the sole right to initiate taxation measures, which made them, in retrospect, more powerful. However, the House of Lords retained a veto power over bills passed by the Commons, in which they could just say no, and then the bill wouldn't actually get through to make it into law. So the House of Lords had that power, but that was challenged back in 1832 by the Liberal Party government, and they threatened to flood the House of Lords with new Liberal peers to prevent it from rejecting the government's reform bill. And then 80 years later, they used the same threat again to compel the House of Lords to approve the Parliament Act of 1911. Which enabled a majority of the House of Commons to override the House of Lords' rejection of any bill. And so under this act, the House of Lords actually ended up losing its power to veto or delay legislation passed by the Commons in regard to raising and spending of revenue. And then they lost the power to delay other legislation for a period longer than 2 years. And this also reduced the maximum duration of a parliamentary session to 5 years, which is why we have a general election every 5 years if it's not called earlier. So the House of Commons, it is a publicly elected membership. So they debate big political issues of the day and proposals for new laws. And it is one of the key places where government ministers like the Prime Minister and the Chancellor and principal figures will be conducting their political party's work. And they alone are responsible for making decisions on financial bills, such as proposed new taxes, and the Lords can consider these bills, but they cannot block or amend them. And this sort of relates to what we spoke about last week in regard to a new bill that's been published in the House of Commons this month and will be debated on later this month before heading into House of Lords to be discussed. And it is a tradition that a bill must be read three times in the House of Commons and in the House of Lords before it can be voted on. And this is because it's based on a need to allow members adequate time to investigate the principles on which the bill is based on. So the first reading is purely a formality to introduce the bill. And then the second reading will provide the occasion for debate between the parties involved in government. And then it will go into committee, where it will then be examined thoroughly, clause by clause, and then will be reported back to the House for further amendments if needed. And the bill will be read a third time, and then it will be voted on. So the House of Commons actually ended up starting back in the 14th century under the reign of King Edward III at the time. And when Great Britain and Ireland were united to form the United Kingdom in 1801, the membership of the House of Commons actually stood at 658 members of Parliament, which is different to what it is now. And that lasted until 1885, where it was actually increased to 670, and then it was increased again in 1918 to 707. However, at the general election that occurred in May 2010, it went back to 650 members 533 were from England, 59 were from Scotland, 40 from Wales, and 18 from Northern Ireland. And that is what we see now, as we have 658 members of Parliament. Now, the House of Lords is different. It is an independent chamber, so you are not publicly elected to go into the House of Lords. And it complements the work at the House of Commons. So they share the same tasks of working with each other to shape new laws, raising concerns and challenging the work of government through debate and investigating any issues in public policy. Now, the House of Lords, it was 65 years ago, actually, I think, that the life peers were announced following the passage of the Life Peerages Act in 1958. And that kind of paved the way for the first female members at the House of Lords. It used to only be male dominated. And this introduced the ability to grant membership to the House of Lords for a specific person's lifetime rather than on a hereditary basis. So that is what enabled women to become a member of the House for the first time. And this was appointed to the monarch around mid-19th century. And some judges were already appointed for life. And it wasn't until this act, actually, that it was extended to other general membership of the Lords, with its first life peers announced on the 24th of July, 1958. And around 800 members are eligible now to take part in the work of the House of Lords, and there's no upper limit on the membership. So that's sort of a very brief and vague kind of description of the two main houses that will be forming the UK government, or are forming the UK government, in controlling what legislation gets passed through and how new laws are created. Now, there is another kind of aspect of it called the Speaker. And this is at the beginning of each new session of Parliament, the House will elect from its members the Speaker. And their role is to preside over and regulate debates and rules on points of order and members' conduct. So the Speaker does not actually participate in any debates, and it will only vote in order to break a tie. And it's sort of there to keep order in the debating between opposition and the ruling party in government. And the final part of actually putting legislation into place with the UK government and Parliament is the monarch. So the monarch, who is King Charles at the moment, has to provide a royal assent to bills passed to place them into law. And the majority of the time, royal assent will be given automatically. It was the last time it was actually rejected by a monarch, because it's very rare that that happens, was back in 1707. And that was a Scottish militia bill, and it was actually vetoed by Queen Anne. So it actually hasn't happened since 1707 because of the thorough process of it going through the House of Commons and having to be read three times and amended, and the House of Lords as well, and the back and forth, that by the time it needs royal assent, it's been thoroughly checked. So it almost always goes through. So that is a brief overview of the kind of structure of UK Parliament and how we create our legislation and our laws. And I'm going to play some kind of electro synth pop music now, just before we get into the more in-depth history behind the UK government and prime ministers since the 2000s, as it's been pretty turbulent recently. And I will be talking about what kind of caused each prime minister to shift and change, particularly since 2016, and seeing the Conservatives' kind of landslide downfall to the Labour Party, which we have now. But this song first is called Heart Made of Glass by Eli and Fur. It is an electro pop song off of The Playlist, and it is off their album Dreamscapes. So I hope you enjoy.
In your eyes, I saw the edge of a new horizon. words are hypnotizing me. So now I'm falling into deep. I see you caught up in the backstream. Someone that's always calling out for me.
Hypnotizing.